We're in Simon Tov Kuf Nun Beis. The in Sifches Machaber says Yesh Lizar Shelo Yeshvu Shelo Shalecho Basura Masakas Kedesh Shelo Yischavu Bezima. One should be careful not to have three people sitting together when they eat the Suras Hamasakas in order to ensure that we don't get a Chayev and a Zima. And El Kalecha Yesh Levad Averch La'as. Everyone should eat the Suras Hamasakas by themselves. The Mishnah Berurah points out that even if they do sit together, this is not considered kvias, and therefore they would not bench with the Zimun. All these halachas that we said of what you're allowed to eat are only true when you're eating the Masun Rusam of Sekis, meaning this is the last meal you're planning on eating after Chatzos. But if you're eating before Chatzos, or you're eating after Chatzos, but you're planning on eating more afterwards, another meal, not just as Mishnah Berurah points out, not a snack or something like that. Rather, you're going to have another meal after, then none of these halachas apply, as this is not your Suda Tam of Sekis. However, the Rama adds, Minik b'chol gvios ashkenaz, lechol suda kvua korum mincha, v'akam s'fal mincha v'ochem suda Tam of Sekis. The minik that we have is to eat a big meal, and then go daven mincha, and then come back and eat the Suda Tam of Sekis, meaning just the bread and eggs. V'nog in the harbos k'sas v'suda rishonan, k'day shalo yazik lehma tainis, ha'ol u'poskim ibod yom k'mo yom kippur, v'yeshas ra'ilas ha'metra sheikha rabazi. So since we have the meal before mincha, and we're allowed to eat whatever we want, we eat a lot in order to ensure that we'll be able to fast appropriately during the time of Tisha B'Av, because it's a long fast, so we want to prepare ourselves to make sure that we're full, and there's even a source for this in the Medrash. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes poskim who are against this and say that it's not appropriate to eat so much to fill yourself up at this Suda before Mincha, because you're basically faking the Suda Sam of Sekis. However, the Elia Rabbah says that this is the correct minhag, and the Magen Avraham says this minhag might be based on the fact that Tisha B'Av in the time of the Beis HaMikdash was a Yontif, and that's what we're eating, a big meal, Lezecher, the meal that they would eat on the Yontif. So this is the minhag, this is what we do. The Ramah says, though, if you're able to not eat a lot, you're able to eat enough that you'll be able to make it through the fast, but not eat too much that you're fressing, that you're eating so much, so then that is much more appropriate if possible. Sif Yud, im chal Tisha B'Av echa b'Shabbos, or shechal b'Shabbos nincha l'achar Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos or Sunday, ocha basar v'shos hayayim b'sudas ha'mafsekes, umal shechan ofiu g'suda shlomo b'es malchusa, miu tzarech lehafsing v'od yom. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber says, that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos or Sunday, and you're eating your Shalosh Shudas on Shabbos, so then you should eat, you can eat meat and drink wine, etc., eat a normal Shalosh Shudas, even though the Mishnah Berurah quotes some who say that you should not eat with too many people. If this is your practice, then that would be available for Hesia, which would be inappropriate. Discussion in postgame, what Smira should be sung, etc. So one can consult the postgame about exactly how to behave at Shalosh Shudas, but this is what the Mechaber says. And the Ramah says, though, you need to be careful to make sure to stop before Shkia, and you should warn everyone to ensure that that happens. Sif Yadalf, Mishikibal of Tanis, Shani Vichamish Komas Ashana, the heir of Tisha B'Av Lios B'Sheni, Yishal Nidro, Oyeva Taniso Perea. Someone accepted upon themselves to fast every Monday and Thursday, and Monday falls out on Erev Tisha B'Av, they should either be do She'ela on their Neder to be able to eat, or fast another time because it is inappropriate to fast on Erev Tisha B'Av.